Kevin Landigan, New Hampshire Union Leader. Good morning, Kev.
Hey, how you doing, Jack?
Oh, plenty to talk about. I'm doing all right.
Yeah, See, I think in poker that's called a tell, right? Which is when the DNC says, "Oh, never mind. We'll give you five more months to do what you're not going to do, which is repeal your first primary law and also allow anybody with any excuse, without an excuse, to get an absentee ballot in New Hampshire." I think we just saw the first blink in this stare down, right, nationally, and it's not the first time, and it won't be the last, because this has happened for decades. Nancy Pelosi 30 years ago wanted to take away and tried to take away New Hampshire's primary, and down the line, Republican leaders all over the country, prominent people, have tried to take down New Hampshire and failed. I think they'll fail again this time, but this is certainly the most serious one on the Democratic side, and it's going to continue. DNC next week, the full DNC, is going to plow through at their meeting and basically adopt the same calendar that the bylaws committee approved just before the end of the year. That puts New Hampshire with Nevada in second place and South Carolina first. So, but no one should be surprised that the first move made was by the D.C. establishment, and it was to blink.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and if you're Sununu and Shaheen, that's exactly what you want to see happen, right? Yeah. And because that also tells a lot of governors in a lot of these influential states that have to make all these moves, by the way, to bow to the party bosses to say, what are we doing here? What's,
yeah.
You know, what is the point? And especially, what is the point if Joe Biden's going to seek a second term? Because at the end of the day, I think the White House is already figuring out, and I suspect really knew prior to this, that with everything that's going on, the last thing Joe Biden needs as he seeks a second term is a whole different roadmap mm-hmm. to victory. You know, and as we saw this week, there are already progressive Democrats looking at the prospect of campaigning in New Hampshire to get their issues out there.
Right.
If Joe Biden ignores New Hampshire and isn't going to campaign here, and if the DNC is going to try and prohibit candidates from campaigning in states that would dare to defy their calendar. The whole thing is bizarre right now.
It is bizarre. Okay, let's talk about the Republicans. Speaking of Donald Trump coming here, who's going to be the next chair of the state Republican Party? It feels like Chris Hager.
It does. Again, much like the New Hampshire House, this is all about turnout now, right? It depends who shows up. If you look at the numbers, Hager going into this thing looks like he should win. And the weather forecast, good for him, is not crazy. So mm-hmm. his people ought to show up. I do think Gargiulo will make it competitive. I do think with Sununu's support, I think he'll get a good number. I don't think it'll be an embarrassing outcome, you know. And I think that's
what?
At the end of the day, if you're Sununu's people, I think that's what you're looking for here.
Right.
It was never really about winning or losing this chairmanship fight. Frankly, as you know, Jack, at the end of the day, Chris Sununu knows his brand gets better when party leaders, Republican or Democrat, criticize him, right? He's who he is. That's who he'll be. So,
sometimes
you lose these things.
You know what they say, if you're upsetting someone, you're probably doing something right. Hey, real quickly, though, Kevin, why do I get the feeling, I'm going to be like the governor, I'm not going to be there tomorrow, but why do I get the feeling that when Donald Trump finally is called up to speak with a smile and the wave, and he gets up there, why do I feel he's going to put his hand kind of over his eyes like to block the sunlight, the lights, and look around the room and ask if is Governor Sununu here? I hear he's talking a lot about me to NBC and all these outlets that I can't win. But why am I ahead? Is he here? Has anyone seen the governor? I wouldn't be. Do you think Trump kind of? I don't know if you did. You see that NBC the article about?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah.
Do you think Trump takes a shot?
I think he'll poke the Granite State Bear. Yes absolutely. Yeah. I'd be shocked if he didn't. And this is a great venue for him to start his 2024 campaign, right? Because as we kind of talked about before, these are his people. This annual meeting, these members, the dominant supermajority of them still like Trump very much and still want Trump to run for a second term.
Yeah.
And try and get a second term.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, Kevin, have a great Granite State or regional weekend, whatever you're doing. Hope you have a good one.
You too, Jack. Take care.